But right now we're going to have a chat to a young man who was picked up at pick 56 by the Port Adelaide Football Club. They've been on a roll with their recruiting selections in recent years, their draft picks. He's a 201-centimetre ruckman. He's made the back page of the paper already via a movie headline. Does he know what the movie's all about? Let's find out. Dante Vicentini. Hello, Dante.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Not bad. Did we get the name right?
Yeah, basically.
Well, no, we'd rather get it right.
I think you've got to pronounce the A with more emphasis.
Dante or Dante?
Dante.
Yeah, a bit more like Dante. Yeah, so Dante. That's the full Italian.
Okay.
Very Dante. Famous name in Italy as well, yeah. Dante. No. Man who gave the language to the nation.
Who?
Dante.
Yep. Oh, did
That's
he?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
We'll have to educate
Dante,
him.
Dante, no, well, I'd rather get it right because you're new to South Australia, been here 24 hours, but I'm the world's greatest football commentator, so I want to get it bloody right. Now, did I get Vicentini right?
Yeah, Vicentini's a bit more straightforward.
Yes.
That one was all good.
Okay. Now, did you realise that you made the back page of the paper today and have the players find you already?
No, I haven't really seen any paper or anything, so I might have to.
Well, you better go down and grab one, the advertiser.
Back home and, check it out.
Yeah, so you're here in South Australia now, though?
Yeah, we flew in yesterday from Melbourne, so I had first day of training down at Alberton today.
Okay, and you had to have your COVID test yesterday. Obviously, the results were good.
Yeah, negative, which is the best result you can get.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, we had one before. Had one before we flew as well. So.
Well, look, we're going to dig into your past and find out a little bit more about you. There's some big raps on you, namely by one of your old teammates and new teammates now, and that is Josh Sinn. Now, you guys go back, you've been playing footy since you were 10 or 11. I'll read what he says about you and you can make a comment on that. He said, I've been playing junior football with Dante. Did I get it right?
That's better.
Okay, Dante, since I was 10 or 11, so I know Dante very well. What you are going to get from Dante is 100% effort, 100% of the time. He is someone who wears his heart on his sleeve, and his aerial work is also something that has really impressed me over the past couple of years as he has developed. And he said a lot of other nice things about you as well. Tell us about your relationship with Josh.
Bit of a pump up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Josh and I have been playing, as you said, since we're probably juniors because we grew up basically in the same suburb. And then also at school at Xavier College, played a fair bit of footy up until 2020. But yeah, graduated from there, didn't get any footy in 2020 in Victoria. So didn't get to play first footy with him in year 12, which would have been quite a good team, actually. Known Josh for a very long time, and he's very kind for saying those words, actually.
So, Dante, return the favour. What can Port Adelaide fans expect of Josh Sinn?
He's a very exciting player. Been able to watch that, as we've alluded to, over quite a period of time. And, yeah, just his dash and kicking are probably two hallmarks of his game. He's got a lovely left foot, and yeah, I think in the last couple of years probably bulked up a bit, gotten a bit stronger, so he can play really anywhere. I think he's probably played mostly in the halfback flank and probably a bit of midfield, but no, he's definitely one to watch out for, and he had a ripper day one on the train track, I think big pre-season for him.
So if we fast forward this to 5 years' time, Dante, if it all goes to plan, are you going to be working as a ruckman towards Josh in the midfield, or are you going to be at the end of his work at full forward? Where do you think you are, a forward or a ruckman long term?
That's a good question. I think because I've probably played like across all three lines in the juniors and a bit of ruck forward in this 2021 season, but probably I might lean towards maybe a key position role, just because ruckman these days are probably a bit bigger than I am, height wise, but Yeah, probably would still be pinch hitting throughout the ruck, but yeah, it'd be very nice to get on the end of his penetrating left foot kicks and stuff. But yeah, I'm really not too sure at this point. Probably have to play and train and see where everything falls into place.
Yeah, had a look at Joshy Sin's lethal left leg online, and yeah, keeps it low and a lot of penetration. He's got a beautiful left leg. You mentioned your other play up forward. Let's go back to the early days. As a junior, you played at Brighton Beach. When did you get into footy? And tell us about the family background as well. Were they into Australian rules or athletic, brothers and sisters, mum and dad?
Yeah, so started, you know, I was kicked like probably most kids do. And then I was a bit younger for my like school year level. So I sort of went and played footy with my schoolmates when I was, what was it, 7 or something, under 9s. And yeah, my whole family's pretty footy mad down in Melbourne. We've got my mum's father, Ian Hayden. He actually played a couple of seasons down at the Tigers, Richmond Tigers. So she's 1 of 7, and they're just a mad Tigers family. So yeah, and then dad played at school, and my sister plays. She's like 22, and my brother is sort of going through the ranks as a 16-year-old this year.
He's tall as well.
But yeah, he is actually. It's a bit scary, sort of nearly catching me at this point. So
you're 201.
He might be. I know. And my old coach Jackson Kornberg used to always get into me for the fact that he's nearly taller than me. But no, I think he's going to be a very big boy.
Okay. All right. So your first day and your first training session at Alberton, tell us what your initial thoughts are. You've gone into the, I dare say they take you through the history of the club.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome, actually, being able to see. They've got all their 37 premierships up on the walls. And, yeah, the history's definitely at the forefront of the facilities. And you can see all the great success of the past. And yeah, it was awesome first day being able to train with not only like the first 4 years boys, but I think we had a couple of senior boys in Boakey and Robbie Gray come down, which is, yeah, a little bit maybe starstruck for a little bit, but nah, it's been a real awesome start.
So I know it's only been 24 hours, but how do you feel about moving away from home?
It's funny because, yeah, coming from Melbourne, been locked down and sort of confined to the state for quite a while, so I'm pretty excited to be able to get out and like sort of experience South Australia and Adelaide in particular, because I've never been here before. But I guess, yeah, with everything in terms of interstate move, it's a bit, can be, like, I'm sure it's going to be tough at times because everyone gets homesick. And yeah, sort of the first real big move for me from home. But it's just like opportunity of a lifetime. And I think everyone's sort of, that's what everyone's sort of thinking. And it's only 3 weeks at this point, so I get back for Christmas. And yeah, just got to call mum a bit more than I used to.
Oh, it's a massive life change. Everyone talks at Port Adelaide, all the young players that go there, that Ken Hinckley's like a father figure to them. How much time have you spent with Kenny so far?
Yeah, well, I had probably a couple of conversations today, and then he called me on Thursday night after the draft sort of occurred. And no, he seems, he's, yeah, absolute lovely bloke. And on Friday, a couple of the Jason Cripps and Jeff Parker came around to my house, and they told me that he'd also been through like sort of the moving away from home to play footy sort of experience. So, yeah, he's an excellent coach and I think role model. So that's probably where the boys get the father figure sort of comparison from. And I think also, just because a large proportion of the playing group are sort of interstate and even from Victoria, I think everyone's pretty tight-knit, and that also helps with everything being away from home.
Dundee, everyone's done it tough with COVID, but the Victorians did it tougher than everyone else in Australia. How did you improvise your football while you were in lockdown and not able to play?
So it was a bit interesting, I guess. Because we had periods where we were meant to only train with like one other person, yeah. So groups of two. Make it a bit challenging when it's sort of a 18, 24 person sport. But yeah, it was mainly just keeping fit, really. That was sort of at the forefront of my mind because, I guess, yeah, 2020 was a bit of a write-off for us. We had no games, but this year, because we had a broken up season with COVID, sort of like doing a little bit of a mini pre-season, I guess. And it was actually a bit helpful, to be honest, to get through the lockdowns and stuff, because you can just go out, have a run and kick with some mates and, yeah, just try and stay sharp and stay fit. But, yeah, I think the thing that probably was impacted the most was probably the gym sort of sessions I was able to complete because, yeah, tried to improvise a bit at home using sort of tables and chairs to do certain things, like a bench and stuff. But, yeah. It was hard, but good to be able to get through it and sort of hopefully roll into a better time COVID-wise.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope so.
Now, we need to go to a break, but you're going to have to fend for yourself now. So how are you going to go having to cook? And who are you going to live with? We heard that Josh Sinn may move in with Ollie Wines till up till Christmas. What are your living arrangements going to be?
Well, us draftees are in a place at the moment, I think, till Thursday. And then... I'm not too sure exactly. I think I'm also going to move in with a player till Christmas. But, yeah, I think Josh has been gifted sort of a... he's being drafted on Wednesday. I think he's sort of admin and that sort of side of things is a little bit more advanced than me. But, yeah, I think that's what I'm going to work out
well
in the coming days. And, yeah, I'm cooking... Yeah, sorry.
No, you're all right. You cook okay?
I was going to say, on the cooking side of things, I'm not too bad, but I probably haven't done it heaps. Like in my family, we sort of do a thing where you try and do a meal a week, especially during lockdown, just to spice things up. But yeah, I think I'll probably be cooking a lot of pasta and stuff like that, pretty basic. well, yeah, good to learn some new things maybe once in a while.
Well, Dante, welcome to Port Adelaide. Welcome to South Australia. It's great to have you over here. We wish you all the best. It's going to be a wonderful adventure for you.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I've got to ask, Dante, what was the inspiration for your Christian name?
Oh, it's interesting. I think Mum and Dad sort of loosely say that Dante Alighieri a little bit, but I think Dad's parents are from Italy, and they moved over to Australia in the 60s. So I think they just sort of just found a nice Italian name that they liked. But, yeah, it's nothing too significant in that.
Well, let's hope there's some poetry from you on the football field.
Oh, beautifully done, Rooch. Good on you, Dante. We really appreciate having a chat. And look at me, I'm all over the name now. Dante Vicentini.